mostly smooth day of travel. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Millions of Americans are jamming airports trying to get home after Thanksgiving, but no major problems have been reported. Fox's Steve Harrigan is at Atlanta's Jackson Hartsfield International Airport, where a million Thanksgiving holiday passengers are expected to go through security.
We talked to a few of those 1 million passengers today. Some of them arrived hours before their flight, many confident that their preparations will pay off.
So far, it hasn't been too bad. I got through the baggage check line pretty quick, so now I'm just hoping that TSA pre-check is not a mile and a half long.
This could be the first normal travel season in the U.S. in the past 3 years, with levels back to pre-pandemic levels.
Airline ticket prices are up 43% from a year ago. Power is out for about 80,000 people in Montgomery County, Maryland, after a small plane snagged high-voltage power lines in Gaithersburg. Crews are working to rescue two people stuck inside the plane, which is dangling about 100 feet off the ground. NFL player Odell Beckham Jr. taken off an American Airlines plane at Miami International Airport this morning.
He's accused of refusing to fasten his seatbelt while drifting in and out of consciousness. Flight attendants worried that he had a medical condition that could possibly get worse during the flight, so they asked him to get off the plane, but he refused. Then after all the other passengers were forced off the plane because of it, police officers came on, Beckham walked off.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York. Beckham called the incident comedy hour in a tweet. No word on any charges. Authorities say at least 14 people were dead in Cameroon's capital after a landslide at a funeral. Dozens of others remain missing as rescue crews continue digging through the rubble with flashlights. About a dozen others injured in the landslide are being treated at hospitals. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has earned the nomination to potentially be elected as the next speaker, but will need to garner enough votes when the House meets in January. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer.
We've got a lot of time between now and January the 3rd. I'm of the opinion that on January 3rd, we'll come together as a conference and elect Kevin McCarthy to be Speaker of the House. I think this is something that is ongoing. There are certainly 5 to 8 members that have said they're leaning towards voting no against Kevin McCarthy.
Comer on NBC's Meet the Press. The Supreme Court this week will take up a challenge to a Biden administration immigration policy.
Last year, the Secretary of Homeland Security announced a deportation strategy that prioritized what kind of migrants would be focused on, writing in a document to Immigration Customs Enforcement that they don't have the resources to remove all undocumented migrants who are already in country. So the focus would be on those who present threats to national security and public safety. Texas and Louisiana sued over the policy, and a lower court judge sided with the states. Earlier this year, the Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision that the Biden administration did have the authority to end the Trump-era Remain in Mexico program, an effort to keep asylum seekers in Mexico while their legal cases played out. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An Oregon bar avoids being robbed thanks to some quick-thinking patrons.
Police in Portland, Oregon, responding to reports of a robbery with a gun at the Bayvon Sports Bar. When they arrived, they found the suspect beaten and subdued. That's because patrons inside the bar in the Park Rose neighborhood of Portland jumped into action to help bring down the would-be robber before he could get any cash or rush out the door. The suspect was taken to a nearby hospital. He remains in custody there as he faces a second-degree robbery charge. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.